You've tuned into the Dr. Lo Show with naturopathic doctor, Dr. Lauren Noel, where you hear the best in natural medicine, nutrition, and mindset from the world's top doctors, authors, influencers, and Dr. Lo herself. Trying just to pop a pill for a symptom? You've got the wrong exit. Seeking doable ways to live a happier, healthier life and have fun doing it? Welcome to the Dr. Lo Show.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Dr. Lo Radio. I am your host, Dr. Lauren Noel. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging with me on the airwaves. I'm just going to let this beat right out. Isn't it a good one? It's amazing what music can do, right? Just ups your mood. If you're ever down, just play some upbeat music. So powerful. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week so far. This is a little special bonus episode we're doing today. This topic I'm stoked about. Anything skin-wise, I'm very passionate about because that's really what brought me to this world of medicine is my own issues with my skin. So it brings up a lot of memories for me. And I feel like this is an area of medicine that naturopathic doctors can help so much because I'll be honest, conventional medicine doesn't do many great things for the skin. They're great at diagnosing and have some great treatments when it comes to certain conditions, but when it comes to things like acne or just dry or dull skin, or you know, if you just kind of feel like you just look tired or dark circles under your eyes, all these kinds of things, conventional medicine doesn't have anything for that. This is where natural methods, naturopathic medicine really does shine. So I love anything skin related, and you'll hear a lot of tips later in the show of what we do as naturopathic doctors for skin conditions. And a lot of times it doesn't have to do with even touching the skin. So we'll jump into it in just a second, but wanted to give some love to our show sponsor, Organifi. I just downed my, I was getting a little creative this morning. I figured, why don't I put my Organifi in a wine glass? And I put it in a wine glass, added some water, and I forgot that, let's be honest, this is some green juice and it's a little bit thick, so it didn't totally dissolve. So it wasn't as glamorous of an experience as I expected, but I got my green juice down. I feel really good. And that's all that matters. And how this relates to our topic is I believe anyone with any skin condition should be on a greens drink because the skin is a window into what's happening deeper in your body. So if you have anything going on in your skin, it's just a clue. It's a message from your body you're trying to release through your skin. And so what better way to help with that is giving you that antioxidant support, some detox support. So Organifi is the best formula I know to do that. If you haven't checked out Organifi, what are you doing? Head over to Organifi.com and get your green juice. It's Organifi.com. And then at checkout, if you enter Dr. Lo, D-R-L-O, you'll get a fat 15% off your order. And yeah, send me some messages. Send me messages on Instagram or Snapchat or Facebook. Let me know how you're liking the juice. And especially if you've noticed any differences in your health, that's the stuff I really want to hear about is what have you noticed? Have you noticed better energy? Maybe you get sick less often. Is your skin clearer? All these things are totally doable and expected results through doing something like Organifi that's going to give you that antioxidant support and that extra detox support. So I love it. Organifi.com. Enter Dr. Lo at checkout. You'll get your hookup. Let's jump into the show all about skin. So yeah, we had this guest on the show, I think, what, maybe a year ago? And we're having her back on. She has a brand new book called Clear Skin from Within. And she has a special book deal. You could actually get your book for free if you just pay for shipping. So to get your free book, head over to this link, shinenaturalmedicine.com/clearskin. So that's shinenaturalmedicine.com/clearskin, and you will get your free book, Clear Skin from Within, and it is awesome. Definitely check it out. All right, with all that said, let's jump into the show. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We have a repeat guest because she's wonderful and I love her and she has an awesome book coming out. We're talking all about skincare and naturopathic approaches for skincare. As you guys know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, this topic is really near and dear to my heart because this is pretty much why I became a doctor, is how to treat skin from a natural perspective. I rewind time back to high school. I had a face covered in acne, had no idea what the problem was. And I remember going into my doctor and just having no answers. I really believe that skin is a clue of what's happening deeper. So we'll talk a lot about this. We're going to talk with a good friend, Dr. Trevor Holly Cates. She is the author of a brand new book coming out, Clear Skin from Within. It will be released March 15th. March 15th. It's right around the corner. So excited. So about Dr. Cates, she is a nationally recognized naturopathic doctor. She's known as the Spa Doctor. And she was the first woman licensed as a naturopathic doctor in the state of California, which is awesome. And now we have hundreds and hundreds of docs, and it's just growing like crazy. And she was appointed by former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to California's Bureau of Naturopathic Medicine Advisory Board. Awesome honor. She's worked with world-renowned spas. She sees patients in her private practice in Park City, Utah, with a focus on skincare, aging gracefully. She's been featured kind of all over the place, The Doctors, Extra, First for Women, Mind Body Green, and she's the host of the Spa Doctor podcast, which I've been able to be a guest on, and we can leave that in the show notes for you guys. And she really believes that the key to healthy skin is from the inside out. So that's why I jive with her. We see this so similarly, and her book, like we said, is released March 15th. You can check it out at thespadoctor.com and learn more about Dr. Cates. Thanks so much for coming back on the show. Welcome back.
It's so great to be back.
How's it going? This is your first book launch. What's it been like?
Yes, it's so great. I'm so excited to get this message out to more people. It's really a dream come true to be able to finally have this book out, my first book. And it's so much of what I've been perfecting, refining over the last 17 years that I've been in practice. So it's just super exciting.
Yeah. So why in the heck are you writing about this? Did you have your own experience with skin issues, or was it just something in your practice you saw over time and realized this is a big need?
Well, a little bit of both. When I was a kid, I had more of the eczema and hives, allergic kinds of issues when I was a kid, and I was sick a lot. And part of that was my skin problems. And my parents took me to see a number of different doctors, different specialists, and nothing seemed to help. In fact, I just kept feeling worse because I would have adverse reactions to the medications. I developed allergies to some of them. But luckily, my parents kept searching and they found a holistic practitioner that they took me to. And it's the one thing that turned my health around. And I remember being 11 years old and how amazing it was to finally feel better, notice my skin clearing up and everything else falling into place. And so that's put me on the path to being interested in this kind of approach. And when I found out about naturopathic medicine, about the school, the training, I immediately wanted to do that. I knew it just resonated with me. So that's why I went to naturopathic medical school. And when I came out of school, when I went into practice, I didn't think about focusing on skin right away. It was actually when I started working in certain world-renowned spas that people started asking me a lot more about skin problems. And I had a two-week program that I was running in the spas to help with weight loss. And one of the things that they would say was that their skin would clear up and that their skin looked more glowy and youthful. And to me, that was not a surprise because of my own experiences that I knew how much of healthy skin comes from the inside out. But I realized many people don't know this. And so that's why I thought, okay, I really need to get this message out there. Skin is our magic mirror. It gives us great clues about our overall health. When we're making the right lifestyle choices, it really does help our skin. And I'm so tired of this approach of just covering up skin problems, just suppressing them, using a topical steroid cream or something that just doesn't really get to the root of the issue. So that's why I decided to really focus on this and write the book.
I remember back in time in high school going to see my doctor at Kaiser. I love Kaiser because Kaiser is the reason why I'm a doctor. So I remember going to a Kaiser doctor, a dermatologist, and my face covered in acne, super frustrated. Obviously in high school time, that's a time where you're really developing a lot with your identity and it can be very embarrassing, right? Because peers can be tough. And so I remember this experience, and a lot of you know this story if you listen to the podcast, asking my doctor, and I don't even know why I intuitively knew to ask this, but I remember asking,
is there anything that I should eat or not eat that might affect my skin? Because all they were talking about was, okay, this is what it is, the diagnosis, and this is a medication we're going to use, and they wanted to use another antibiotic, topical or internal. And I remember asking, is there anything I could eat or not eat? And the doctor looked at me in my eye and says, there's no connection between what you eat and your skin. And I knew in that moment that that wasn't true. And then fast forward to when I started working with a naturopathic doctor, asking, hey doc, is there anything we can do for my skin? And she said, don't even worry about it. We're going to focus on the inside out. And it's just ignore your skin for just maybe a couple months, give it some time. And she was right. We didn't even focus on the skin. We did the complete opposite. So why is this the case? Why are doctors telling patients this?
You know, it's really amazing because I know that there is a lot of research that has come out with connections between the reasons why food is connected to skin, including acne. But yet the American Dermatology Association is denying that there's a connection between treating acne and diet. And they say, you have to really focus on the pharmaceutical approach. Right. And I, it's really sad to see this happen. And especially since some of these studies are done by dermatologists. So I don't really understand what the disconnect is other than it being maybe more of a political situation. I don't need to get into all that. I don't know the behind the scenes of exactly what's going on with the pharmaceutical industry, but that's the only thing I could think of because we know it. Everybody, you start thinking about it. If you start thinking about the foods that you're eating and when you break out and when you have skin issues, you can usually connect it to a food. Now, for some people, it's much more complicated. It's not just food, but for many people, that is the biggest first step that you can take is to start looking at the foods you're eating. And then, you might need to do some things topically too to help reestablish your skin microbiome and rebalance it because it's already been disrupted. But if we start from the inside out, there's so much we can gain just starting with that.
So what would you say, like if you could ballpark estimate, what percentage of skincare problems in your experience would you say are more from within as opposed to maybe like a contact dermatitis where maybe someone's exposed to something and it's causing issues?
Well, I actually think that all skin issues are a combination. And this is a newer thing for me to realize because as a naturopathic physician, for many years, I was telling people, it just comes from the inside out. But as I was seeing more and more people with skin issues, what I realized that there is a topical component that is important to rebalancing the skin because the skin is its own organ. It has a delicate pH, its own microbiome, microbiota, the microorganisms that live on and protect it. And so there's a lot that we can do to support it from the inside out. But there's also some things that what you put on your skin can disrupt that. Many of the products that people use have harmful ingredients that are getting absorbed through the skin. So they're creating health problems for people, but they're also, they can disrupt the pH and the microbiome. And so then it makes it harder for the skin to clear up. So I feel like it's regardless of, just looking at dermatology overall, my feeling is that with skin issues, 80% is internal and from the inside out, and about 20% is what you put on the outside. Yeah. And that's not like a study I've done, but that's just this kind of the feeling that I get in working with patients. That's what I find.
Yeah, totally. I would probably agree with that too. Even when someone coming in with acne or something or something that even seems allergic. Yes, it might be something in the environment, but if you're more of an allergy prone person, then you're going to react more so to the environment, right? And then it's like, okay, let's look and see why is that person more allergy prone. So I love that. So let's give people listening maybe some tools of what they could do to do like maybe a little home exam if they wanted to look at their skin and what would be some signs that maybe there are some things that are a bit off internal that can be showing up on their skin. What would be some clues?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great for people to take a look at their skin. You don't need special imaging equipment to see this organ. You don't need x-rays or MRIs. This organ is right on the surface of your skin. So all you need is a mirror to see it. So, and first I want to say to people, I think we've got to stop being so hard on ourselves. So don't look in the mirror and go, oh my God, you know, I got to cover this up. I got to, you know, this, I look terrible today. Use your skin as a tool, as a bit of information about what's going on with your health, about what's going on with your lifestyle choices that you're making. Because if you do have things like dry skin, dull skin, if you're breaking out, if you notice your skin is dry or you have certain patches of dry skin, if you have dark circles under your eyes, puffiness, if you start to develop new rashes or bumps, why is that happening? Take note of that. It's the changes that happen to your skin. And you can start with your face. You can also, before you get ready to get in the shower, just take a look at your skin, notice for any changes that are happening. And any of these changes can indicate something's not quite right. And then of course, if you already have a skin condition, if it seems to be changing in any way, if it seems to be worsening or improving, then make note of what you've been doing differently that may have made it worse or made it better.
Yeah. In your book, you talk about different skin types. What would be some of those different types that you talk about?
Yeah, it's fun. In my book, I decided to redefine skin types. And so instead of the typical normal, dry, oily, mature, sensitive, those kinds of skin types, I decided to rename them because those kinds of names don't actually help us figure out what the root cause is. So I named the skin types after some of my patients, and I give them human names. So they're Amber, Olivia, Sage, Emmett, and Heath. And I created these around the root causes behind them. So that's why each of them have been categorized in this way. And so the reason is it's going to help people when they're going through the book. It's going to help them figure out how to customize the 2-week program that I lay out in the book. So in chapter 6, I explain in depth how to modify the program, how to change the diet, different supplements to use that will help address your root causes.
Awesome. What are the common types that you tend to see, and what are some tips you might have for those types?
Right. So one of the common ones I would say is sage skin type. And with the sage skin type, what people are noticing is their skin is aging more rapidly than maybe their friends or than they'd like to see. And so a lot of the support with that is going to be, what can we do to help balance the root causes of hormone imbalance, what could be going on with that, and then also certain nutritional things that can help support collagen loss. So those are that kind of give you an idea. Or with Olivia skin type, they can be more acne prone, and I talk about in the book how to address some of the gut microbiome disturbances and inflammation, those sorts of things.
Yeah. So gut bacteria, I think that's a huge thing when it comes to the skin. I know that both of us treat all kinds of conditions, and for the skin, oftentimes we're treating the gut. So what are things that you see in your practice that might be associated with skin issues within the gut?
Right. And you're so right. There are a lot of skin issues come from the gut. And as naturopathic doctors, this is something we talk about, and this is what we learn in school, is there's a big connection between the gut and overall health and a lot of different issues. And I think it's very exciting to see more research coming out about the microbiome of the body and the gut and the connection with the skin and the brain and all these different aspects of our health that naturopathic doctors have been talking about for many, many years. And
yeah, I know
the research.
Welcome to the party, guys. Welcome. We've been waiting for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now the research is supporting it. So it's great to see that. And so absolutely. So the gut microbiome has a direct correlation to the skin microbiome, and the research is showing this, so it's very exciting to see that. And so with the gut microbiome, we want to look at things like eating probiotic rich foods, eating high fiber foods to help make probiotics and help balance the gut. Some people will need probiotic supplements, and also if they have things like leaky gut, then they would want to do some supplements, maybe like L-glutamine. So I explain more about that in the book, and I'm sure you've talked about some of these things about healing Sure. leaky gut and addressing gut microbiome disturbances. Some people will need to go and see a naturopathic physician or functional medicine doctor to get some testing done, because while there's a certain amount that we can do ourselves, there's a lot we can do ourselves. At a certain point, some people, especially people with like severe acne or severe eczema, they probably are going to need to see somebody to find out exactly what's going on with their gut and what imbalances they have. They might have a candida overgrowth or an imbalance of bacteria in the gut. And that identifying those with some testing, some specialty lab testing, can help refine the treatment and yeah. make it easier and more, and you know, speed up the process.
We love talking about food as medicine and just how healing foods can be for everything, but especially the skin. So we talked about things like maybe gluten and dairy and sugar as being some of the top triggers. Are there other foods that maybe people see as healthy that might actually be not so good for the skin that you see?
Yeah. And yeah, you touched on three of the big ones. In my book, I talk about 10 of the foods to avoid, 10 foods to avoid during the two-week program to help figure out what might be their trigger foods. Those are three of them. I think the one that surprises people a lot, especially these days, are eggs. Eggs are a big trigger for especially acne-prone people. When people have given up sugar, dairy, gluten, and their skin, they're still breaking out. One of the things that I will oftentimes try next are eggs, having people eliminate that, because especially for acne-prone people, that seems to be a big trigger. For people with more like eczema, atopic dermatitis, I would say corn would be another big one that sometimes surprises people. Mm-hmm. But really, everybody's a little bit different. These are ones that are more common, but I would say the eliminating the 10 is going to be what's really going to help people figure that out. And then for some people, it might be some random food that we don't typically think of as a problem food. But if we do some food intolerance testing, those sometimes that can be helpful identifying.
Yeah, for sure. I love doing the testing. I mean, how often is it where you get a random almonds are off the charts, or, you know, like something like, I don't know, like clove or ginger. I mean, it's just so random. Sometimes yeah. I'll see this, but yeah, those are the heavy hitters. So for sure, guys, if you're listening, if you haven't eliminated those main foods, and if you're having skin issues, for sure, I would recommend to do that. Cause I can say for myself, rewinding time back to what I think made the difference for me, it wasn't anything topically that I did. I mean, yes, if I use the topical, you know, antibiotics or internal stuff, it would help. But then as soon as I would stop, it would come right back. So, I can say now that if I have a little bit of dairy, or if I might have some gluten exposure, just a little trace in something, it doesn't affect my skin at all. Whereas, you know, back in the day, it probably would have really broken me out. So I took that time to take those foods out and heal my gut. And it took some time. You know, it takes months or even years sometimes to heal the gut completely. So patience is definitely your friend when it comes to skin, but you can see some big changes quickly, especially if these are some things you've been doing that are causing issues for your skin. So it's amazing. What have you seen, some real quick changes for people when they make those shifts?
Yeah, I was going to say that it is great to see that in 2 weeks, because sometimes people say 2 weeks, really, that's all your program is. And the thing is that in 2 weeks, we can start to see big changes. And yeah. for some people, if they have pretty severe eczema or acne, psoriasis, and those sorts of, you know, more chronic skin issues, it's gonna take longer, but in 2 weeks you start to see a change. And it's so great to know that you're on the right path, because it creates a sense of reassurance to know that you're on the right path, that you're doing the right things, and to keep going. And it's about 28 to 30 days is when our skin cells typically turn over. And that's when people notice the biggest difference in their skin. And then for healing gut issues and those sorts of issues, that can take a little bit longer, but the thing is, we want to be moving in the right direction, and definitely you can start seeing changes even within a few days. People can notice differences in their skin, especially if they have a very inflammatory condition. Like I call it skinflammation, where yeah. internal inflammation shows up on the skin. And in as short as 2-3 days of making certain changes to address the inflammation, you can start to see the skin calming down. And people just are so excited to see that. And especially when you identify your triggers and you eliminate those, then they're not going to be fueling the fire. They're no longer going to be fueling that inflammation. And it's funny you mentioned almonds as a random example. I had a patient, a child that came to see me, and her parents were convinced that she was allergic to dairy or gluten because, you know, those are some of the common ones. And so they had taken those two foods out, and they couldn't figure out why her eczema hadn't cleared up. And so we did the food sensitivity testing, and it was almonds was the one that showed up. And the thing is they were trying to be good parents, giving instead of dairy, they were going to be like almond milk, almond butter, almond, you know, right. almond everything as a substitute. But that was the big trigger of it. And as soon as they took that out of her diet, it just, her skin started calming down right away. And yeah, it took a month before it was a big change, but they started noticing like the itching, the inflammation, all that started disappearing right away as soon as they took that trigger food out.
Wow. What are your favorite foods? When you educate patients, you definitely want to start eating more of these foods. What are the things that you usually recommend?
Well, yeah, I don't want to just tell people to take foods out.
Right, exactly.
In my book, there's a big focus on the foods to eat. There are so many great foods for our skin. And I also include a lot of recipes in my book because some of these foods might be things that people typically don't eat. And so, or they don't eat many of them. They don't know how to make them taste good. So I certainly include a lot of recipes that are delicious and the whole family loves. So I have 3 kids too. So I test them out on my kids first to make sure that passed the kid test. Yeah. So some of the foods, my favorite foods are foods from the cruciferous brassica vegetable family, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, that whole family of vegetables. And that's one that some people really don't like the bitterness. And actually there is some people have, you know, a gene that makes it taste more bitter than other people. So the taste can be different for different people. And so that's one of the reasons why I include a lot of recipes to help people figure out how to make that family of vegetables. So I love those. I also love avocado, which isn't usually hard to get people to eat. Most people True. Love avocados. And wild salmon. So there are great oils in avocados and salmon to help nourish the skin from the inside out. We need those great beneficial oils, and we also need lots of antioxidants. So the colorful fruits and vegetables are fantastic for the skin.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I'm getting flashbacks to my low fat snack well lean cuisine days and how much that played a part in my crazy skin. So and you guys listening, if you're doing egg whites, eat the freaking yolk. That is if eggs are not an issue for you, right? So,
right.
But yeah. You want to eat those fats, the olives, the olive oil, the fatty fish. If you're going to have some organic free range chicken, eat the skin. It's okay. You can have the fat, right? I mean, how important is this?
Yeah, it's super important.
It's huge. It is huge. I mean, I can pretty much tell if I look at someone's diet diary, if they're having a low fat diet in there, I can just expect before I even take the patient back into my office, I can pretty much expect that their skin is going to be on the dry side. So up that hydration, up those fats. And so you have your own skincare line. You created this obviously because, you know, there's crap on the market and so many products are just not, you know, not as good as what they might say, even though something says quote unquote natural doesn't always mean that it's good for your skin. So tell us about the different things you created and why you did that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one of the things that I realized when I was working in the spas, that the people would ask me about natural skincare products because I was telling my patients, choose non-toxic, choose natural, because you don't want to be exposing yourself on a day-to-day basis. You don't want to be exposing yourself to many of the chemicals that are in skincare products. And the problem is with this, the industry is that it's not well regulated. The ingredients in skincare products are not well regulated. In other countries, like in Europe, they've banned over 1,000 ingredients in personal care products. Well, in the United States, the FDA has only banned 11 ingredients. So it leaves it up to the to us as a consumer to do our sort of detective work, to look at ingredients and realize that what you put on your skin can get absorbed into your bloodstream. That's why people use hormone creams and patches and nicotine patches, all these different things. People put them on their skin because they, so they can get absorbed. And so realize that whatever you put on your skin, it could get absorbed to a certain extent. And we know that from the research, more research is coming out about things like parabens showing up in breast tumor tissue and phthalates and fragrances and a number of different issues with skincare ingredients. And so we do want to go with a more natural approach. And so what was happening in the spas is that I was telling people this and they say, but do they work? Do the natural products work? And so I started asking some of my dermatologists and esthetician friends, and they said, oh, you know, people have to choose between natural or effective. And I thought, well, that's crazy because I know the healing powers of nature. So I started digging into the research, and then that is what ended up what leading me to create my own skincare line, because I couldn't find products out there that I could recommend that were both natural and effective. I realized that there are certain things that a lot of the manufacturers are missing out on when it comes to skincare products. First, they've got to be natural and non-toxic. I've explained that you want to reduce your exposure to these chemicals. They've got hormone disrupting effects in the body. Some are even carcinogenic. And then the second thing is that the form of the ingredients is important. Just like in the foods that you eat, eating canned food versus fresh food, or in the supplements that you have, the form of the nutrient does make a difference. So natural, we want to have natural actives, things that actually do are strong enough that are made well and their pure form to help with the health of the skin. And then the third thing is the pH of the product. The skin does best with a mild acidity. And so we want our skincare products actually to be formulated with that mild acidity to help support this pH of the skin and the skin microbiome. So my skincare products are in the 4.5 to 5 pH range that we know is ideal, and the research is supporting this. So what I've found is that you can have natural products that are effective. And it's so great to see this. We launched the skincare line about a year ago, and the feedback we've gotten has been fantastic.
Awesome. So I love that, because you can have all the good ingredients, but if the pH is off, then your skin, it won't work as well for you. And that's why maybe something that's more toxic might feel like it works better, but at the same time, you're going to be putting all that crap on your skin and absorbing it, like you said. So it's good to find that balance if you can get both. So I love that. I posted the question on Facebook if there are any questions for to ask on the show. And there's a question about sunscreen. I know sunscreen's the big one, and then we'll probably wrap up with that question. So what's a good sunscreen? I assume you probably have a good sunscreen, right?
Well, we are working on a sunscreen. We don't have our own right now. I have one that on my website that I recommend. So if people go to thespadoctor.com, there's a drop-down menu for sun care, and we have some that we recommend that we have on the site. But with sunscreen, it is one of those that we use a ton of it, right? We're trying to do a good thing. We're trying to protect our skin from sun damage, from the oxidative damage, the aging process, skin cancer, all of that, which is good. We do want to be careful getting that balance of the sun, but protecting our face. And but the problem is that many of the sunscreen ingredients, the chemical ingredients, have their health concerns with them. And some of the studies have been done on animals, and some have actually been done on humans. But oxybenzone, for example, is one of the chemicals that you commonly see in sunscreen, and it is a known hormone disrupting chemical. So we want to be careful. We want to avoid those. Unfortunately, they're in so many of the products, even some of the the so-called natural ones will have still have some of the chemical sunscreen ingredients. Some are better than others. Some of the research hasn't really fully shown what the effect is going to be. But I think it's best to stick with a zinc oxide-based sunblock. And there are many out there now that are made to go on easier. They're not as pasty as the ones that we used to get. So definitely look for a zinc oxide based sunblock.
Awesome. Awesome, Doc. Do you have any parting words? I know you're going to be catching a flight soon and I'm off to see patients. We're recording this at a special time. So any parting words with our listeners and yeah, anything before you hop on your plane?
Well, you know, I just want to remind people that to use their skin as a tool to check in with themselves, to find out what else they can be doing for a healthy lifestyle, because we really do deserve to have clear, glowing skin, and it is possible. Don't give up, keep trying, keep working on it. And I also have a free book offer for your audience. So if people can just help out by paying the shipping and handling fee, so it's a $7.95 shipping and handling fee. If people can just pay that, then we'll send them the book for free. So I'm going to give you a website, a link where people can go so you can share that with your audience. And so they can just, instead, it normally is $22.95. So instead you could just get it for $7.95. And we're doing that until March 6th. And then that offer goes away, but we're excited to be able to offer that along with a couple of bonuses to help people get started until they get the book starting March 15th.
Amazing. Dr. Cates, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being so generous with my audience. And I just wish you the very best with this launch. I know that it is already rocking and it's only going to be super successful. In any way I can help support you with that, I'm all about it. So thanks again. Have a wonderful flight. And we will talk with you soon.
Thanks, Dr. Lowe.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Thank you for joining us. You can get your book, Clear Skin from Within, Dr. Cates' brand new book, over at shinenaturalmedicine.com/clearskin. That's shinenaturalmedicine.com/clearskin. Get your book. Let me know how you like it. I know you're going to love it. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Talk to you guys soon.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Dr. Lowe Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And for more after the show, you can head over to drlowshow.com where you can find the show notes. Be sure to subscribe to the show and share with all your friends. And please head over to iTunes and leave the show a 5-star review and leave a comment. I read each and every one and they warm my heart. Thank you so much again for joining us. I promise to keep bringing you fun, inspiring, empowering content. Until next time, lots of love, and I'll talk to you soon.